Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 16th edition. Got a 15-game run tap tonight, and it's going to be offensive galore. It's going to be nasty. There's going to be runs for days. It's going to be a wild night on the DFS landscape. Before you do that, go check out thequantedge.com. They're a co-sponsor of the podcast, and they're doing great work over there, getting ready for the NFL season when they crushed it last year, and they're going to just double that, triple that, quadruple that this year. It's absolutely crazy what they're doing over there. They acquired Power Hour DFS and all the great stuff from Hodge and Company. And they've added even more awesome tools that Elliot Chris has been talking about. Really, really great stuff over there. Highly recommend it. And if you buy the NFL season package for $149.95, you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free. It's that simple, and it's a great deal. It's worth every penny. I highly, highly recommend it. So if you play NFL DFS, you want thequantedge.com, and you can get the whole season for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba, and you get the rest of MLB free. If you're not an NFL guy, and you want to play the rest of MLB, and you want the rest of the package, get it for $49.99 by using promo code Bubba. So go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you everything you need over there, and I highly, highly recommend it. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDintric. It's worth every penny. All right. Let's get into this 15-game slate tonight. We have totals, Dodgers-Phillies, 9.5. Rays-Yankees waiting on that one because the Rays have a start at an opener. Nationals-Orioles, 11. Tigers-Indians, 11. Padres-Marlins, 8. There's our low one of the night. And I actually think they'll be offense there. That's the funny part. Blue Jays-Red Sox, 11. D-backs-Rangers, 10. Reds-Cubs, 10.5. Braves, Brewers, 9.5. Mets, Twins, 10. White Sox, Royals, waiting on that one. That should have some offense as well. Pirates, Cardinals, 9. Giants, Rockies, 14.5. Astros, Angels, waiting on that one because the Astros are using an opener yet again. And then Mariners, A's, 9.5. So for those keeping track at home, we have 12 totals right now. 10 of them are actually, no, more than 10, my bad. 11 of the 12 are 9 or higher. 7 of the 12 are 10 or higher. Offensive bonanza. And you'll tell by the pitching when we talk about it right about now. But real quick, weather-wise, there's some wind blowing out in the northeast. Not crazy wind, like 8 to 10 miles an hour. It's really, really hot out there. Washington and Baltimore, 15% chances of rain. Detroit, Cleveland, 30 to 40% chances of rain. And then Arizona and Texas, they're going to tell you the wind's blowing in from right about 11 miles an hour. I don't care. It's over 100 degrees there. The ball is going to fly out of Texas. Like over the weekend, Houston and Texas, the offense, get ready for it tonight. Arizona, Texas, boom, shakalaka. So yeah, offensive everywhere, and then Coors as well with Lambert versus Pomeranz. It's going to be wild, folks. Home run derby type night, or if you want to like treat the blood pressure a bit, there's a 6-game turbo and a 7-game turbo slate. So if you want to shrink down the action and condense it, you can play those as well. The tournaments usually aren't as good. But if you're just looking for action and you're not worried about the big pot, you just want to win some money, get some green screens, that's another way to do it. That's a great way to help build the bankroll. If you don't want to attack a 15-game slate like this where there's so many options with all these totals, shrink it down. A 6-game and a 7-game slate, make it happen. All right, pitching on this slate, you got Lance Lynn in that super, super hitting environment in Texas. He's 11-2. It's a little wild. It's like throwing him in the Coors at an 11-2 price tag. But he's been money against Arizona this year. 29 DraftKings points per start. He's got 3.9 home ERA, over 20 points per start there. He's got 18 or more points in over 10 straight starts. He's been outstanding. I know the price tag is steep. It's really tough to justify that in that hitting environment. Arizona strikes out 21% of the time. Lynn almost 26% K rate. And when you look at Arizona, even with that high, high total in that ball game, only a 4.5 team total versus Lynn. Lefties 283, righties 291. I can go to Lynn. I have no problem going to Lynn. Just know it's going to be really risky. But every time we think it's going to be risky with Lance Lynn, he proves us wrong. So anything can happen on this night. It's ugly. Lynn is in play, but 11-2 steep, and I don't find myself getting there a lot. We'll see how builds go throughout the day. I do like him a ton. Tonight might not be the night for Lynn, but I wanted to mention him because he's still a very good play. And if, you know, by the end of the night, he gives up 12 runs, I wouldn't be shocked. At the same time, if he goes 7 innings, gives up 2 runs, and strikes out 12, which he's done recently, I wouldn't be shocked either. He's going to get you 25 to 30 plus points, and then you're going to be rolling. So Lynn is that good. Arizona's offense is sneaky good at times, but at other times it just goes ice cold. So Lynn at 11-2, I understand the pricing. It's just if it was almost in any other ballpark besides Coors Field or Texas right now, I'd be all aboard this train. If it was in Arizona, oh, I'd be playing Lance Lynn in a heartbeat. Right now, you got to at least step back and analyze the destruction that can take place there and realize, is it worth it? If you're ready to sweat it out, I have no problem with Lance Lynn. But if you're sitting there and, you know, after 2 innings and if something goes wrong, you're going to start complaining, probably don't play Lance Lynn. That's just the way I'm going to put it to you. Walker Buehler, 10-2, $1,000 cheaper than Lynn at Philadelphia. It technically is one of the lower totals on the slate. But Lynn has 22 or more DraftKings points in 5 of his last 6. He's been very, very good. And the one bad start he had was at Coors. We'll take that one out. So 5 of his last 5 real starts, he has 22 or more DraftKings points. He's really figured it out at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, good offense, but they strike out 23% of the time. And on the road, Walker Buehler is a minus 170 road favorite. That is outstanding. 27% K rate, almost 42% ground ball rate for Buehler. The Philadelphia Phillies have the 4th lowest team total at 4.2. Lefties 285, righties 263. Lot to like there with Buehler. Yeah, the Phillies can run into one from time to time. Kershaw looked outstanding last night, like we talked about. Buehler at 10-2 on a slate like this is a really good play. Really, really good play on paper. Great play for Walker Buehler. One that's surprising, and I'm really curious to see his ownership, because on a slate like this, when I first looked at the prices, I'm like, there's no effing way Jordan Yamamoto is $9,500. No way. Then you break it down. He's in Miami. Phenomenal hitting ballpark. He's at home where he has a 1.64 ERA, averaging about 18 points. On the road, he's at a 1 ERA, averaging 19. He's in Miami. He's facing the San Diego Padres. That's always a good one. They can be sneaky at times, but that's a good one. He essentially has 22 or more DraftKings points in 4 of his 5 starts. He's had one rocky start against the Phillies. Everything else has been outstanding. The Padres strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Yamamoto's shown a 27% K rate. He does have trouble with walks, 13.5% walk rate. Gives up a lot of fly balls, but hey, good thing. Guess what? Guess where they're playing? Miami. That helps quite a bit. Yamamoto at 95 is very interesting. San Diego, the 3rd lowest team total, 4.1. Lefties, 299. Righties, 270. And San Diego, 311 WOBA versus right-handed pitching. Yamamoto at 95, as much as I did not want to go here, this is very, very enticing. And he is actually atop my options, 9K and above. This is my guy. The more I looked at him last night, the more I checked things out, the more I looked how ugly this slate is, Yamamoto at 95 is my dude. Now, I want to check ownership. I don't want a chalky Yamamoto. At the same time, when 15 games on the slate, you can differentiate your bats. Take chalky Yamamoto. Take a guy with 20 plus point upside in a great pitcher's ballpark against an offense that, outside of a couple, you know, GPP-type plays, not much going on there. Machado's probably cheap. I haven't even looked at the bat prices yet, but he's always cheap because DK's drunk. But, yeah, really interesting stuff there. Lastly, in the 9K and aboves, Michael Pinata, $9,200. Wait, hear me out. He's got 28 or more DraftKings points in 2 straight starts at the White Sox, home against Texas. He scuffled against Kansas City, then 18 against Boston, 17 against Seattle, 18 against Milwaukee, 22 against Seattle. He's had a couple of rocky ones, but hey, that's Michael Pinata. $9,200 though against the Mets team, which strikes out over 21% of the time. 22% K rate for Pinata. Lots of fly balls. Lots of hard contact. That is always scary. The thing we know about Pinata, if he can limit the damage, a.k.a. we know he's going to give up home runs, make him solo. We're okay. We're not looking for a shutout because that's not what he does. But at the same time, the Mets have a 4.17 total. Lefties 299, righties 365 off Pinata. and a lot of strikeouts in that arm for Pineda. So $9,200 on a slate like this, where you need a pitcher with upside, but not you know, spending $11,200, Pineda's your guy. So I don't mind him at all. So ranking the 9K and above, I got Yamamoto 1, Michael Pineda 2, Walker Buehler 3, Lance Lynn 4. Lance Lynn's 4 strictly on price point alone. That's price point and that matchup environment. That's why Lance Lynn is ranked 4th. But Yamamoto and Pineda, save some cash, go to Buehler or Mr. Lynn. All right, let's drop down below 10K, and it gets real fun here, folks. Buckle up. CeCe Sabathia, $8,800 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. I respect the hell out of the Tampa Bay Rays. No hiding that one. CeCe's more that comfort zone. He's faced Tampa 4 times this year. He's averaging 15.5 points per start. On a slate with as much offense as you have, if you got a guy that's going to give you hopefully 15-plus points, you're going to want to take him. And he's been really good at home, a 2-3 home ERA compared to 5-8 on the road. Averaging almost 20 points per game at home. His last start was at Tampa, 7 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks for 14.4. He had 26-7, and then he faced Tampa at home, 6 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 26 points. So he's been very, very effective. His other home start against Tampa was 15, and then a road start of 7. And that was just because he didn't strike anybody out. So he's been okay against Tampa overall. $8,800 does show some upside. The Tampa offense is good. Not going to hide it at all. So they strike out 22.5% of the time versus lefties. But CeCe, you know, isn't dominating, but he's been very, very effective. You got a Tampa Bay team. Lefties 271, righties 323 versus CeCe. But Tampa, 314 Woba and a 153 ISO. Surprisingly lower than you expect for that team against left-handed pitching. So keep that in mind. But, you know, now Brosu's there. He's crushing it. And Avisil's heating up. Fam's heating up. They do have some options there. You're like, Travis d'Arnaud, 3 dongs last night. Everyone play him. No, please don't everyone play him. Like, he's good for another 4 strikeouts here pretty soon. So be careful. But CeCe at $8,800, very, very much an option on this slate. Another one that, sorry, is puked in my mouth. Andrew Kashner, $8,300. Oh, God, this is tough. He's faced Toronto twice this year. 13 innings pitched, 7 Ks, 1 earned, averaging almost 22 points per appearance versus Toronto. This will be his home debut against the Boston Red Sox, his new club. He pitched at Toronto's last time out, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 24 DraftKings points. He had 24 and 29.4 in his last 2 starts before getting dealt. And the thing I like about this is Kashner is sketchy as hell, but he's a minus 190 home favorite. And he's got Toronto, who strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Kashner is 17% K rate, but almost a 50% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. Very, very nice in this matchup. Toronto, a 4.8 team total. Lefties 288, righties 389 versus Kashner. So Kashner at 83, worth a look as well. And then lastly, in the 7 and 8K range, Jack Flaherty, $7,400. I expect him to be very, very popular tonight. Mikolas was really good last night, not striking guys out as usual, but we talked about him at home. Not a big strikeout guy, but effective. He did the job. You got Flaherty, who at home as well, 3.48 ERA, averaging almost 17.5 points per start, compared to almost a 6 ERA on the road. Recent home starts, he got beat up by Oakland, with him prior to that, 22.8 against Miami, 20.9 against Chicago. He's been on the road a ton lately, so people are going to have a kind of a bad taste in their mouth, but you know, it's like 6 or 7 of his last 10 starts have been on the road, and he's been very, very bad on the road. So Jack Flaherty, Pittsburgh, doesn't strike out a lot, about 19% carry versus righties. He is almost a minus 170 home favorite, which is really nice. Still has a 26.5% K rate, almost a 13% swinging strike rate, 36% ground ball rate. There's a lot to like with Flaherty when he's not giving up the bombs. And that's been the thing with Flaherty, because he was even pitching well in that Oakland game, and then I think it was the third time through the order, and then boom, goes the dynamite. Pittsburgh has the second lowest team total at 3.96. That's one to keep an eye on. Lefty's 367. Righty's 273 versus Flaherty. So at $7,400, he's in play for you tonight. So in this 7 and 8K range, I got Flaherty 1, CeCe 2, Kashner 3. Now dropping down to get even more fun at $7,000 on the dot. Zach Plesac making his return from AAA to face the Detroit Tigers. Detroit, he's faced him once this year, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned, 2 Ks for 18.2 points. He's been averaging 17 points per start at home this season. Recent starts against Detroit, 18-2, Cincinnati 11-8, New York 21-6. He had some other really good road starts in there as well. Obviously some hiccups, but facing Detroit is always a good thing for especially young pitchers, considering they strike out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And you got a $7,000 pitcher were wins in DraftKings because that's to get you 4 points, which could be really big on a night like tonight. And he's a -255 home favorite. He is by far the highest favorite on this slate. So win equity alone makes Zach Plesac very interesting at this price point. Not a big K guy, 18% K rate, but a 41% ground ball rate. Again, facing the Tigers. Plutko let us down last night, which you figured it was an option. But Plesac's a better pitcher than Plutko, and that's what I like about this quite a bit. Detroit's got a 4.25 team total. Lefties 344, righties 369. When you look at Detroit, 294 wOBA, 146 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Sure, they got to Plutko last night. Could they get to Plesac? Sure, no problem at all. At the same time, there's a bunch of upside there for Plesac. $7,000, big fan. Your other guy is rockier than Rocky, but Dario Agrizal at $6,600 at the St. Louis Cardinals. 2.7 road ERA, 3 home ERA. It doesn't strike anybody out. That's the biggest thing. He's averaging 12 points per game on the road. He got you 10.7 against Milwaukee. He got you 16.7 at Houston. He got you 7 at Miami in his 3 starts. He just doesn't, 1-3 and 3 strikeouts. That's the thing. No big Ks, but it is St. Louis. You can sit there and target them at every once in a while. They strike out 23% of the time versus righties. Again, a 10.3% strikeout rate. But a 37% ground ball rate is not bad at all. St. Louis, a 5-team total. Lefties, 287. Righties, 411. We look at the Cardinals, 297 wOBA, 132 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Not very good. So if you need a punt at 66, it's Agrizal. I'm trying not to go below Plesac right now. Maybe more will open up as the day goes on. But it's Plesac, it's Agrizal, and that's where I'm at tonight. Recapping the pitching, Yamamoto, Pineda, Buehler, Lynn up top, Flaherty, CeCe, Cashner in the middle, Plesac, Agrizal down below. All right, let's check out the hitting on this slate. Again, if you give a rating and review on iTunes of the podcast, literally take a couple minutes. It would mean the world to me. I'd appreciate it a lot. You have no idea. So if you could do that, it would really, really mean a lot to me. All right, catcher's position, Mitch Garver facing Steven Matz at $4,900 tonight is juicy. If you're paying up for catcher, that is a juicy, juicy one for you there. Minnesota, 5.3 team total, lefties 375, righties 330 versus Matz. Garver in a great spot in that one. Christian Vasquez got a good look there versus Wagga Wagga, whatever his name is from Toronto, Wagga Spocky. Wow. If Steven Vogt gets to start versus Lambert at 45, I told you how much I liked him yesterday. He went deep. That's a really good look for you there as well. A couple others to take a peek at. Yasmani Grandal at $4,200 versus Bryce Wilson. Buster Posey at 42 versus Lambert. Posey went deep yesterday in that offensive bonanza for the Gigantes in game one of that double dip. So a couple options for you there. Vic Caratini should be getting the start for the Cubbies with Wilson Contreras going to the IL. Vic's $3,900. Don't mind that at all. Just hit in the middle of that order. Travis d'Arnaud's 38. He's going to be very, very popular tonight after triple-donging yesterday. Don't go chasing waterfalls, kids. Those that grew up in the 80s and early 90s know what I'm talking about there. Dropping down even farther, like Danny Jansen against Cashner at 35 has got a little bit of appeal if you want to save some cash. Jorge Alfaro versus Allen at 34 I like a lot. I don't know why Josh Allen's priced so high. The Marlins have the lowest team total. I'm really confused by this because lefties 402, righties 365 off Logan Allen. Logan hasn't shown me crap, really. He's had a couple okay appearances, but he's been very, very hittable. I think the Marlins, the crappy part is there's so many better offenses tonight, but the Marlins are going to be so low owned, and they are in a sneaky good spot against Allen. It's really sucks. That's where maybe playing the turbo and getting a little Marlins exposure to be different is going to be interesting, but even if you put like a two to three-man Marlin stack in anything else you have, it doesn't matter how chalky the rest of your stuff is. If the Marlins go off, you're gold. Jorge Alfaro, $3,400 though. Don't mind that at all. Farther down, if you need a few other cheapies here, like a Josh Fedley versus Marco Gonzalez at 33, he's in play for you. And then it sucks Martin Maldonado got traded to the Cubs. We don't have our usual Royals punt. If Yan Gomes is playing, he's 29. John Hicks is 28. Couple like Mike Zunino will be 27 versus Sabathia. You could look that direction if you need, but and then you'll have obviously our buddy Jeff Mathis, $2,000 versus the lefty Young from Arizona. Nice punt for you there as well. First base, Josh Bell's a GPP play, but Freddie Freeman, I love him yesterday. He's GPP tonight because Woodruff I respect, but Freeman went deep yesterday. He's 51. Yeah, Carlos Santana switch hitting versus Carpenter. Big play here for Cleveland. They kind of let me down a bit yesterday. They still put up 8 runs. It wasn't the big boys that did it. It was the small boys. And that always sucks when that happens. But it happens. And Cleveland's got a 6.75 team total. Currently third highest on the slate. Currently the highest non-Coors game on the slate. Ryan Carpenter is a home run given up machine. Lefty's hitting 359, righty's 403. So Carlos Santana at 5K, very much worth a look for you tonight. Don't sleep on the Tribe. Max Muncy's not bad versus Vinny V, but we got our Dodgers love last night. Might not be going back there as much today. He's in play, but not as much of a love as I had yesterday. Going farther down, like Dino Murphy, 49 Coors, sure, Pomeranz sucks. Brandon Belt at Coors, a 48 price tag bump, but he's in play. A couple others to look at here, though. Jock Jams, 4,500 versus Vinny V at first base outfield. Definitely GPP relevant there. No hiding that one. Renato Nunez, you prefer him versus lefties and righties, but Voth is a very pitch-to-contact guy, so if it's got to be weird. But I'd rather, at that same price point at 4,400, I'd rather go Jose Abreu versus Sparkman or the red-hot Yuli Gurriel versus Andrew Heaney. That's where I'd be going at 44. That's the other thing on a slate this big. You're going to get a lot of guys in the low fours, high threes that you can definitely make cases for. Like, you got Abreu, you got Gurriel, you got Anthony Rizzo at 43 versus Anthony DeSclafani. That's definitely a play you can make. The last three games, Rizzo started to get it going again, 14, 12, and 10. So that means a streak is on the horizon here. You got a Cubs team with a 5.5 team total. Lefties, 352. Righties, 274 versus DeSclafani. Anthony Rizzo at 43. Definite value on this slate. When you are looking at the Nationals, they have a total just above six. It's Asher Wojciechowski. Lefties, 276. Righties, 389. But this guy's just bad. Really bad for Toronto. Or for Baltimore. So, and it's in Baltimore. And you get the Baltimore bullpen. So Matt Adams at 43 in play for you as well. A few others to take a look at. Michael Chavis went grand salami time last night, so he'll be interesting tonight. Nate Lowe had the day off yesterday, getting CC today at 41. It's a lefty-lefty matchup, but I don't completely hate it with Lowe. I think there's other options tonight, but he'll be a nice low-owned play that always has that big dong upside. Garrett Cooper, first base outfit eligible. Talked about targeting Logan Allen. Getting Garrett Cooper at 4K has some serious appeal to it. 19, 2, 23, 18, 10 in his last five. So 10 or more in four of his last five. Garrett Cooper, nice look for you there. Again, tons of plays. Trey Mancini's down to 3,900 in GPP. You could look there. Somehow Travis d'Arnaud's got first base eligibility now. That's intriguing. Not really. Justin Smoke in the GPP at 37. Ryan Zimmerman at 37. If they crack the lineup, nice values for you in that one. Other than that, you know, you could pick your poisons down. But like Jake Lamb in that super hitting environment in Texas at 3,600 versus Lynn is a GPP play. You got Joey Votto versus Mills. I believe Mills is making his debut. Alec Mills making his debut. Cincinnati's got a team total at 5. Joey Votto at 36. Very interesting in that one. It's going to be nice and warm in Chicago again tonight. So a lot of options at first base. This is where the TQE member Discord and the FSD free Slack chat really help you get your lineups together as you go on. Second base, Lourdes Gurriel is a phenomenal play for you there. Danny Santana, really good play against Young at $4,900. Texas is going to be a good one. Team total of 5.5. Alex Young, he's going to get beat around tonight. I can see this getting ugly for the kid. A few farther down here, Ketel Marte at 46 in the GPP. Jeff McNeil, really good play at $4,500. I don't mind Pineda at all, but McNeil, this dude's just a beast. Second base outfield eligible. He's averaging over 12 in his last 10. 18, 12, and 10 in his last three. 2, 6, 5, 14, 6, 22, 18. Tremendous upside with Jeff McNeil. Great cash game play. Tons of upside there. A little farther down, you got legs like Keston Hira. Mike Moustakas at only 43, getting a discount there. Kevin Biggio at 42 in a GPP. Adam Frazier at 41 if you're stacking. Pittsburgh's really solid, but Jose Altuve still only $4,000. He only got 2 points last night. He let us down, but prior to that, 30, 24, 14, 0, 10. $4,000 against Andrew Heaney. I can get behind that. He hits lefties extremely well in his entire career, so don't sleep on that one. And then our boy Brosu of Tampa Bay, right-handed power bat, second base, third base for CeCe at 39. Good play down there. Donovan Solano, if he gets to start for San Francisco, you get a piece of Coors for $3,900. That's always intriguing. Other than that, yeah, like Franklin Barreto, GPP only. He's been really kind of boomer bust. Jason Kipnis at 36, lefty-lefty, but then you'll get bullpen action there. Joe Panik, only 35 in Coors. Scooter Jeanette's back. He doubled on Sunday at 3,400. So a couple cheapies for you down there. Like Jeanette, Panik, not bad cheapies if you're willing to take a little bit of a risk. You got Altuve at 4K, Brosu at 39. And then the big boys. Third base, talking big boys, Rafael Devers had another nice game last night. No home runs, but nice game at 55 tonight. First, I'm going to try to get this one right for you real quick. Let me look it up. Jacob Wagaspak. That's what I'm going with, Wagaspak. Wow, that's Toronto for you. So Devers at 55, you got Rendon at 54. So both great plays there. But then you get a lefty in Coors versus Arenado at 51. Pomeranz has been okay at home. He's been just destroyed on the road. So I don't see that ending well. Moncada versus Sparkman's good at 5K, but as much as I love Moncada, you play Devers, Rendon, or Arenado if you're going this high. You just play them. You probably go in order of Arenado, Devers, Rendon. They're all three great plays. Really, really good plays. Sliding on down, though, you got like Chris Bryant, Matt Chapman at 45 versus Marco Gonzalez. Very nice. Same with Alex Bregman. Just starting to heat up at 45. I'd go Chapman, Bryant, Bregman in that range, but all really solid looks. So is Escobar in a GPP versus Lynn at 45. You drop down $100 to get Yuli Gurriel. Really good play there. But Jose Ramirez down to 43. He had a two-run double last night. 12 more points. He's averaging 11 in his last 10. 12, 7, 14, 13, 7, 11, 28. Really getting it going for J-Ram. He's $4,300. Switch hitting versus Carpenter and the rest of the Detroit bullpen. Don't mind him at all if you want to save some cash. I mentioned Moustakas in a GPP earlier. Eduardo Suarez in a GPP went deep yesterday. He's 42 tonight. Yeah, I hit it on the head. Machado's only $4,100 versus Yamamoto. So GPP relevant, but on this slate, there's better plays than that, but he's in play. Jaime Candelario, I mentioned him almost every day. He went deep last night. He's averaging almost 12 points in his last 10. He's 4K if you're not using Plesac. He's in play for you as well. Brosu at 39 versus Sabathia. Talked about him already. But Hunter Dozier at 39, I think, is very intriguing. Righty-righty matchup. Cease throws very, very hard. Dozier 14 and 11 in his last two. GPP play if you want to save some cash with Dozier. Only if you're looking to save cash. Same with Colin Moran at 39. Dozier's got the higher ceiling. Moran maybe the safer floor, if that makes sense. But both GPP only in their matchups. A few others. You got Vlad Guerrero Jr. at 36 versus Cashner. But Brian Anderson, one of my favorites, always cheap if you're playing Miami. He's $3,600. He's in a bit of a slump. Not crushing it, but third base outfield eligible versus Allen if you're looking for some Marlins love there in that matchup. And then Jake Lamb at 36, talked about him a second ago. And Chester Cuthbert of Kansas City at 34 if you want to go super cheap. Just not sure you need to go all the way down there tonight. Shortstop, you got the X-Man, $5,500 versus Wagaspak. It's a very good spot for Bogarts. But Trevor Story, Coors, lefty, 54, lock it in. That's where you're going to go if you're paying up. That's your play. That's your chalk play. That's your play. That's simple. You go down, you got like Trey Turner's okay, but Francisco Lindor at 5K is a good look outside of Story if you're going all the way up top. Elvis Anderson, 49, goes super overlooked, and he's a really good play. Averaging 9 points over his last 10. Not a ton of power, but he's getting on, stealing bags. Good GPP player, good part of a Texas stack because he'll go overlooked in that matchup. Adalberto Mondesi at 46, very intriguing versus Cease, especially if you're stacking up the Royals in any aspect there. Nico Goodrum, GPP only. Marcus Semien versus Marco Gonzalez at 43. Semien does love him some lefty. Jorge Polanco down to $4,200 in a bit of a slump, averaging 8 points in his last 10, but 0-11 and 11 in his last three, 0-11, 19, so maybe getting it going again. Kind of a boomer bust type guy, but against Steven Matz, Matz can help you get right. He's $4,200, good matchup there. Mentioned Machado, Didi Gregorius, 39, GPP relevant, but Brandon Crawford at 39, that's where you're going if you're saving cash. That's a great play in Coors versus Lambert. You know, the Giants, a team total of 7, lefties 382, righties 337 versus Lambert. That's a great play for B-Craw at 3,900. Don't hate that at all. Ahmed Rosario in a GPP, you can go there. J.P. Crawford in a GPP at 36. A couple other options for you there, like Miguel Rojas. There'll be some cheapies down below if you need to go there. Outfield, 15-game slate will be ridiculous, so bear with me here. You got Blackman at 59, okay. Yelich at 57 is very nice. Belly Bombs double dong last night. He's 56 versus Vinny V, and Vinny V can double dong at any night of the week. You got Mookie Betts at 55, which is not bad either. Joey Gallo in a great hitting environment. But Juan Soto at 53 will go way overlooked in this one. I think he's a great play at that price point. Shohei Ohtani at 51 is very intriguing as well. And Ronald Acuna at 5K. So you got some great spots up here. Belly Bombs, Gallo, Soto are some of the ones I like the most up here. But all, you can make an argument for pretty much all of them. Dropping down now, like you got Austin Slater and Coors at 49. That's tough to pay for. It really is. Danny Santana at 49 I can get behind, though. JD Martinez at 48 versus Wagaspak is very sexy as well. A few more. George Springer went deep last night. He's 47 versus Heaney tonight. You can look there for sure. Nelson Cruz versus the lefty Mats is a good spot at 46. Nelly loves his lefties, so keep that in mind versus Mats. Mentioned Ketel Marte in a GPP. Jeff McNeil as well. Great play at 4,500. Max Kepler hits lefties okay, so don't sleep on him if you're stacking the Twins. Only stacking. Don't one-off with Max, but 45 for Max is okay. Jock jams in your GPP for sure. Ramon Laureano at 45. Very sneaky. Averaging 14.5 his last 10. 19, 10, 17, 19, 19 over his last five. Really good stuff from Ramon Laureano. Getting Marco Gonzalez tonight at 4,500. Looking at an Oakland team with a 5.3 team total. Lefties 343, righties 311 versus Marco. But I like me some Ramon Laureano. He got power, he's got speed, he gets it done for you out there. You got CC at 44, Puig at 44, both really good looks at that price point. Ian Desmond will get forgot about tonight. He's 44 versus Pomeranz. That's a very solid play. Same as Yastrzemski at 44 versus Lambert, but give me Desmond over Yastrzemski if you can. Going down even farther now, you got the likes of Verdugo at 43. He went deep last night. He's really swinging a hot stick, batting second for the Doyers. Good play there at 4,300 bucks if you want to save some cash. He's in play. You go down to like Nick Castellanos at 42. Jorge Soler at 42 is a good GPP play as well. Going down even farther now, like Nomar Mazara at 42 in a GPP. I can get behind that. Aviso Garcia loves him some Sabathia. Oscar Mercado should be a lot more popular tonight as he doubled dong last night. Got you 36 points. He's been slumping big time. Had a huge night last night. Gets Ryan Carpenter tonight. It's a great spot. Just realized the slump he was in, so keep that in mind when you go to that booth. Malik Smith at 41 in the GPP, but Delino DeShields Jr. is in play as well. Getting to the fours and into the threes here. You got Jordan Luplow, who loves hitting lefties at 4K. Garrett Cooper at 4K. Talked about him earlier. I think it's a fun Marlins play there. Michael Conforto is only 4K versus Pinata. You know Pinata's going to give up a home run or two or three. So Conforto at 4K is a good GPP. You got Schwarber at only 39 versus Dace Clafani. Schwarber went deep last night, 19, 16, and 14 in his last three. He's homered in back-to-back games at only 3,900 bucks versus Dace Clafani. That's a very, very interesting play and a very cheap price point for that matchup. I like that quite a bit if you want to save some cash there. Dropping down even more into the threes, like Justin Upton's 3,900 bucks. Anthony Santander of Baltimore versus Voth at 38. That's a good value play there. I don't mind that at all. Lorenzo Cain slowly heating up at 3,800. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 37. Definitely some guys you can get behind down here if you need to save some cash. Brian Anderson at 36. Check your lineups. There'll be more that pops up as the day goes on. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, you got Yamamoto, Pineda, Buehler, Lynn. In the middle, Sabathia, Sabathia, Flaherty, Cashner. Down below, Plesac and Agrizal. Okay, when you're stacking, they're all available. But you got Coors. Colorado and San Francisco is outstanding. Cleveland can be really nice versus Carpenter. Don't mind that at all. You got Boston versus Wagasbach. The Nats are in play. Texas is a big one. Texas-Arizona could turn into a shootout as well. I like Texas more than Arizona, obviously, but that's a sneaky one. The Cubs versus Steve Sclafani is sneaky nice. The Mets versus Mats is sneaky nice. So many ways to go tonight. So many. So if I just got to pick a few, it'd be those ones up top. Obviously, Coors, Cleveland, Texas, Minnesota. Those would be my favorites for now. Lots of ways to go tonight. Lots of ways to mix and match. This is kind of a home run derby night. This is a play smaller slates night. This is a cross your fingers and pray night. There's a lot. It's almost more important. If you can get the two pitchers that get you 20-plus points, you might have the nuts because there's going to be offense everywhere. So just keep that in mind. You can take more gambles with your bats because there's more volatility tonight. Get those kind of for sure pitchers with some upside. That's kind of the direction I'd go in the lineup building. Again, I'll be in the member Discord at QuantEdge and the Slack chat throughout the day to help answer any questions. All right, before we wrap it up, BVP per the norm. Aaron Judge is taking Ryan Stanek deep. Mike Zunino, 5-for-11 with a homer off CC. Lowe's taking him deep. Kiermaier, 6-for-19, two homers. Willie Adames, Yandy Diaz, Avisa Garcia have all taken CC deep. David Freese, 3-for-7, two homers on Vinny V. Not much going on here in the BVP world tonight. You got Kyle Schwarber, 5-for-19 with a homer off DeSclafani. Baez, Schwarber, Bryant, Contreras, Rizzo have all homered off of DeSclafani. Something to keep in mind there. Robinson Cano, 6-for-12, two homers off Pineda, and Cano's super cheap. He's around like 3K. Keep that in mind. Yoan Moncada and Eloy Jimenez have both homered off Glenn Sparkman. Robinson Chirinos, 4 for 11, 2 homers off Heaney. Altuve, 8 for 22, 3 doubles and a homer. Good looking numbers there. Matt Chapman, 9 for 20, 4 doubles and a triple off Marco Gonzalez. Olsen and Chris Davis have taken Marco Gonzalez deep. And that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for Quick Hits. 15-game slate tonight. Be safe, be smart, ask all the questions you need, and go give a rating and review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. TheQuantEdge.com, promo code Bubba. Get the rest of MLB free when you buy the NFL season package for $149.99. I highly, highly recommend it. But good luck on this 15-game slate. I'll be back with you tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 16th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.